Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the NSN Conference Regional Showcases. Yes, the roar of the crowd. My name is Greg Weiss. I am the Illinois State Liaison to NSN, and I also am a storyteller and promoter, MC, etc., and it is an honor for me to be here today for six tellers from across our region. But first, some of the business. I'm going to ask that if you please have anything that beeps, buzzes, takes any kind of record photographically or otherwise, if you would please make sure it is at the very, very least in silent, non-ring, non-buzz mode, if not off, because really and truly, for the next 90 minutes, there's no better place that you can be than right here. So please take care of that. A little bit of business. Thank you. I would like to take this opportunity to thank our sound man, David, over off to the side. Yes. He has the auspicious responsibility to make sure that the six tellers up here can be heard and heard well. Well, our first teller is a relative newcomer to storytelling. Gary McCandless is better known by his friends up on Sunshine Hill as Old Man Mac. And in addition to finding him here on stage today, you can also find him at oldmanmac.com. He is from Louisville, Kentucky. And let's please give the warmest welcome to Gary McCandless.
Howdy, folks. Yep, it's true. My friends be calling me Old Man Mac for sure. Now, the Mac part, that comes from Mammy Pap's last name. The old man part, that comes from some folks say, well, the proof is in the pudding. And I'm not here to talk to you today about myself and how old I am and some of my rowdy friends telling you I shook the hand of old Daniel Boone back in 1803. You don't want to listen to that. I'm here to tell you a story today about a bear family. See, a long time ago, I woke up one morning and I was hungry. Seemed like I'm always hungry. I reached down my possible bag here and lo and behold, I'm almost out of victuals. And that's not good. Well, back then, you see, there were only two or three ways where you could get victuals. One, you had to go out to a field. You had to clear it of all the bushes and trees. You had to plow it up. Then you plant your seeds. You come along, you have to water it, and you have to hoe it, get the weeds out. Then you have to let your crop grow. Then you harvest it. Then you take what you harvest and make something to eat out of it. I didn't have all the time like that to wait around. I had a long time. I was hungry. Another way you could do it, well, you go fishing. Well, you get you a bucket and go out in the field and dig you up some old worms and put them in the bucket and go down to the riverbank and bait up your hook with a lot of these old worms and throw your bait out into the water. And then you'd sit down under an old tree or something and you'd wait for something to come along and eat your bait so that when you got him, you could eat whatever ate your bait. Well, that took a long time too, unless you were lucky. But what I did is I grabbed my old gun, Betsy, and I went up into the hills to hunting some meat. Been up there all morning long pretty much and hadn't got nothing. Game was scarce. Well, it was kind of a warm, sunny day, and I got kind of drowsy and sleepy, so I thought I'd just take me a nap. Set me down under a big oak tree and propped my gun up another tree and just about to doze off when all of a sudden, coming crashing out of the bushes, would you believe, two of the cutest little old fuzzy, furball, brown-nosed baby bear cubs you'd ever want to see in your whole very life. And they were just a rolling and a pushing and a shoving and tumbling, just having a big old time. And I'm just sitting there kind of laughing, watching, because they're so much fun. Let me ask you a question, sir. Have you ever felt deep down your bones something wrong? Something that you just knew was going to happen, but you couldn't tell what? Ma'am, did you ever feel that cold chills running up and down your spine? And you just had a premonition that there's some trouble coming somewhere. And I looked up and there she was. Big old, bad old, mad old Mama She-Bear. She didn't cotton at all to me being close to her baby bear cub. Let me tell you, she wasn't holding up no, come on in, old man mask, you're welcome. Sign, not at all. She had fire shooting from her eyes. She had slobber dripping from her teeth. She stood up and she growled at me. Arr! And she hit the ground running right at me. I'm not ashamed to tell you, I grabbed my old gun, Betsy, and I took off like a scalded dog I did. She chased me around the bottom of Sunshine Hill at least 3 or 4 times before she finally gave up and quit. Not me. I kept on running. I wanted to put as much distance between me and that old mama she-bear as I could. Guess who I run into? Now, you probably guessed. 2 cute little old fuzzy-faced brown furball baby bear cubs. And they're still just a-playing and a-rolling and a-tumbling and a-pushing and a-shoving. And I'm winded by this time. My legs feel like jelly. I think, you know, I got to sit down and take 5. Just got to do it. Sit down under a shade tree and prop my gun up another tree. And I'm sitting there watching them play. And this time they're kind of used to me now. And they're tripping over my feet and my legs and playing all around me. They're so cute. But after 5 minutes, I got up and I started to walk off. I said, I got to go. I got to get out of here. I got to get gone. And them baby bear cubs, they started to whine. So what are them baby bear cubs whining for? I know what it is. They've been out here on the hill all morning long, playing hard, rolling and tumbling, pushing and shoving. And they're tired, and they're probably hungry, and their mama's not here to feed them. All right, I reached down my possible bag. I got the last of my victuals out, and I threw them on the ground for them. Oh, they scarfed that down just like nothing flat. Baby bear's fed. I'm getting out of here. I'm getting gone. I start to walk off. Them baby bears, they start to cry. You ever heard a baby bear cry before, ma'am? Ever heard them? It touched your heart. Yeah. Well, what am I going to do? Well, that morning I hadn't found any meat or any game up on the hill, but what I did find up on the hill, at the very top, found me a wild honeybee nest, a hive up there, loaded with honey. And what I did is I stole some of that honey, and I put it in my jug. Yes, I did. I got stung 8 or 9 times. Thank you for my trouble. I'm going to give baby bear cub some of my honey. So what I did, I just pulled the stopper out, had a flat rock out there, and I just poured some of that honey out in that flat rock. Them baby bear cubs kind of walked over to that flat rock, and they kind of sniffed. And then they kind of licked. And then they licked that rock bone dry. Well, I done sat down watching them. They were so cute again, thinking I'll get up and go as soon as they eat. But what does baby bear cub do once he's been playing hard all morning long and he's tired? He got a tummy full of meat and honey. Well, he takes a nap, don't he? Well, one came over and laid down on my right. One came over and laid down on my left, put their noses right on my lap, went sound asleep. So what am I going to do? There the three of us sat. I got to get gone. That old mama bear, she going to come back? She going to? Too late. Here she come, rambling down the trail. Man, she spies me and them baby bear cubs asleep on my lap. She don't like that at all. She kind of looks at me kind of mean-like. She got fire shooting from her eyes. She got slobber dripping from her teeth. She stands up on them hind legs. She growls. Arr! And I'm thinking this old he-coon, he's going under for sure this time. There's nothing I can do. My gun's over here against the tree. The baby bear cub asleep on my right. Baby bear cub asleep on my left. Sound asleep. I can't bother them. I know what I'll do. I'll try the honey trick. Took that stopper out of that honey. I poured that jug of honey out on that little flat rock there. Now, I didn't pour half of it or 3/4 of it, folks. I poured it all to the last drop I did. Got it all out of there. That mama she-bear, she took a look at me and she kind of cocked that big, you know, that head of hers was about the size of 2 watermelons. She cocked that big old watermelon head at me and she looked out that flat rock and she kind of waddled over to it and she sniffed it. And she took a lick. And she took another lick. And she licked that rock bone dry. Then she done something really funny, folks. She waddled over next to me, and she laid down right next to them baby bear cubs and myself, and she went sound asleep. Now, folks, I lived with that bear family up on that hill for almost 2 years. Did. We hunted together. We fished together. We ate wild berries together. We swam together, hibernated together. We did it all together. After 2 years, them 2 little baby bear cubs, they done growed up to be big bears. One day, they went walking off down the trail, just starting off in life on their own, just like our children do. When they grow up and go out to school, there they went. The very next day, would you believe, Mama Bear, she gets up, and she starts walking off down another trail. I said, Mama Bear, where are you going? I could talk bear talk by this time, folks. She said, I'm going to go out for a walk. And I said, but Mama Bear, why are you going to go out for a walk? She said, I'm going to see what I can see. Now, I don't know, folks. Rumor has it, and I've been told, that's where that old song come from. You know the one I'm talking about? You want to sing it with me? The bear went over the mountain, the bear went over the mountain, the bear went over the mountain to see what she could see. Folks, thanks for gathering around and listening to my yarn today. I appreciate you all being here. If you ever get down Louisville way, come see me up on Sunshine Hill. Well, the youngins today call it Kenwood Hill. It's right where the little loom house is, and that's what you want to come and see. Thank you very much.